This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc. I'm speaking with Rita Welch. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Yes.
All right. So, Rita, what city were you born in and what year?
I was born right here in Indianapolis in 1953.
1953. All right. So, where'd you go to high school?
Chittard.
I did too. And did you end up going to college?
Yes.
Where'd you go there?
Ball State.
Ball State, me too. I was the mascot. All right. So, how did you get connected to St. Joan of Arc?
My family was in the parish when I was born. So, I started off with baptism.
Oh, from the very beginning.
From the very beginning.
Do you happen to have any memories of that moment?
No, not quite.
You never know. Some people flash back. You never know. So what are some of the things you got involved with over the years helping with the parish?
Well, I started off in grade school being involved with CYO sports. We did the CYO sports and in grade school. Unfortunately, in those days, they were only allowed one team per school, and so all the teams were cut. And so I got cut quite a bit, and I started helping out with the CCD program for Sunday school and grade school, and ended up becoming a teacher in high school and stayed involved with CYO High School. We used to sponsor a big CYO dance every spring at the end of the school year. For mayor, I was in Junior Legion of Mary, and we helped around the church, and we went and visited, like, the nursing homes and things. And it just kept evolving, and then it was in college, and when I got back, I was asked to be a Eucharistic minister, so I've been that since I got out of college, and then I headed that area up at one point, but I did get involved with athletics over the years, and I have been on the athletic committee. I have been a coach for different sports.
Which sports?
I mainly just coached, Joan of Arc, I just coached the volleyball.
Okay.
Because the other sport I coached, we didn't have at Joan of Arc.
You know, my favorite, favorite move in volleyball is the pancake.
We didn't call anything a pancake.
You didn't? When they'd slide down on the hand would hit the floor right as the ball's going under on top of it, and it would bounce back up and still count?
Nope, we didn't have a name for anything like that. But you have to understand, when I was playing volleyball, we didn't play what we called, what you're talking about was called power volleyball.
Okay.
After I was into college, they were still calling that power volleyball. So we played a different version. But in all our sports playing at Joan of Arc, we used the old church or social hall was our gym. And our courts were never the right size. The basketball that all the guys practiced on, they couldn't play any home games because the court was too short. It went the width of the old church. We played volleyball in there for years using that way. And when they tore down the one wall that had divided up the old church to have classrooms in sometime like in the 40s or early 50s, and we got to go the other way, we did have a regulation volleyball. But I was involved with the CYO throughout high school. And then, you know, as an adult, besides the Eucharistic minister, I've done Bible study things. I was one of we had a prayer group for a while. I was one of the leaders in that. I did Christ Renews Parish. I was involved with that when we had it. I've worked on class reunion things, helping out. I've done French Market. I don't even know what all else.
Sounds like you had a well-rounded path of involvement just over the years. A lot of different things.
Oh, yeah. I had to back off when I got sick at one point. I had to back off. And so I felt like I really wasn't doing much of anything. But then I was able to get back more involved. And then a couple years ago, I was sick again and had to back off more. So I haven't done as much since then.
So let's kind of get a little specific on your favorite moments, your favorite things you'll flash back to, or that, you know, or great bonding experiences, or maybe something that, you know, for Christmas Eve or the French market, or, you know, bonding maybe with some of the parishioners outside of the church. What are some of your favorite moments?
Midnight Mass, you always see people that grew up in the parish or families that were, you know, parishioners when you were a kid and things. The same is true with French Market. I sell tickets at French Market, and it's seeing all the people that you know, and people are looking at you like you're crazy when the newer people to the parish, when you sit there and you start talking to somebody and you know so-and-so and so-and-so, and they're asking about so-and-so. That's really a neat time to be around.
Okay. And so who would be a couple people that, you know, you think have really done a lot for the church over all the years you've been involved?
People who have done a lot. The Rabies have done a lot. They moved in the 60s, and they were very willing to head up committees and everything. Bob and Maddie. And Maddie, I not only did I have the privilege of knowing her from Joan of Arc, but I coached her girls at TAB, and she was my vice principal 1 year when I was teaching, and she had me involved. That's something the school was in, but not when I was there. It was the folk dance festival for the city. And I do have something special about the school that nobody else can say, and that is my oldest uncle and aunt started first and third grade, I think it is, in 1924 at St. Joan of Arc. We figure our grandparents moved either late 23 or early 24 to 4310 Broadway. And those two started school that fall in 1924. And for 54 years straight, their kids or grandkids were in that school.
Wow.
I mean, it's a record.
Wow.
It was put in the criterion in 1978 when my mom moved, and my youngest brother finished 1 year at Christ the King. But it had been, there was somebody. So if you ask anybody who went to school, especially in the 60s, if you went to school in the 60s at Joan of Arc, you had a Welch cousin in your class. Whether their last name was Welch, Clifford, Shropler, or Kane. There was a cousin in your class.
Wow. That's really great. Yeah, I haven't heard from these interviews, I haven't heard anybody say that statistic of covering that much time at the school, the family.
Nobody. I mean, when they put it in the criterion, no one responded that they had that long a history anywhere at that time.
And did you guys ever get a prize or anything?
No, we just have bragging, right? We can just say, hey. You know, and I meet somebody out on the street, and you know they went to Joan of Arc, or you thought they didn't. They go, it's like, whose class were you in? Well, I don't think I was in anybody in your family's. I said, what year did you graduate high school? That helps me figure it easier.
Right.
And I said, oh, you were so-and-so or so-and-so. And they look at me like I'm crazy. I go, that's my cousin, or that's my sibling, whatever.
That's beautiful. Was there anything else you'd like to just say in general about the church?
That has been, since 1924, and my family has been there. I think I've got a couple cousins that are members now, but all of the older cousins, five families of us older cousins, of my dad, of the 10, you know, from my dad's family, five of the families, all the older cousins went to St. Joan of Arc. We all have that in common. So there's a whole camaraderie and everything with everybody. And there's just so much, you know, history and everything in how we did so much. And, you know, we had, I mean, people don't know how active the parish was. I mean, when my dad was in men's club, every year they did a turkey shoot to raise money for at Thanksgiving time. There was a men's bowling league. There was a men's choir, a women's choir. I mean, we have all kinds of things. And I don't know if Carl Hand talked about the choir at all from years ago, but Ed Krieger was our choir director and organist. He was phenomenal. that he was one of the ones who ran the CYO Songfest, and his daughter, Joanne Krieger Smithmeyer, and they were from Joan of Arc. So, I mean, we were known, and at one point before Monsignor Bosler was gone, before he died, they did the Columbia Club and the Joan of Arc Choir recorded a Latin mass, high mass, on record, and the parish does have a copy of that.
That's really neat.
But most people don't know that. There's also another thing that most people don't know about was someone in the neighborhood when we were having 75 years gave us a 8 millimeter movie that they had taken in 1929 of the church being built. And they literally built, had railroad tracks go from the Monon track down 42nd Street to bring things to the, like the pillars, because they were so heavy. They couldn't transport them otherwise.
Right.
And people don't realize that the main altar is, there's a whole wall underneath the main altar to hold it up. And those pillars, marble pillars, are all solid marble. I don't know if anybody else knows those little details.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you sharing all of the details. I know the parish is, it's great to hear everybody's different perspectives, but it's also pretty awesome that your family has 54 years of at least somebody every single year at the school. That's very unique, and that's very, very great. But again, I thank you for your time, but just stay on the line, and I'm going to close this out.
Okay.